This is KUNM. I'm Laura Paskus. Scientists published a paper on methane levels across the globe last year, and their satellite images show that the largest methane anomaly in the U.S. hovers over northwestern New Mexico. Now, some of the nation's top scientists have come here to figure out where all that methane's coming from. The satellite image of the methane plume splashed across the national and international news last fall. And it's easy to see why. The Four Corners shows up as an ugly welt of yellow, red, and orange, surrounded by cool greens and blues. But Eric Court, the lead author on the methane paper, says you have to be careful interpreting that image.
So it's easy to look at that image and think that it means that the most emissions are coming from this region. But it's not an image of emissions, it's an image of concentrations of the gas. It does not at all mean that it's the highest emissions region. Those are different things.
Court was in Farmington last week to explain the findings to locals.
And what we see over Four Corners is we see more methane than in the surrounding area. And this is due to both the emissions in the region and the nature of the winds, so that those emissions tend to stay concentrated there a little bit more.
That's an important point. It's not just methane emissions. The landscape here and the wind patterns affect the concentrations. But this work isn't just important for New Mexico or the Southwest. Methane is a greenhouse gas. It contributes to climate change. And as greenhouse gases go, methane's about 30 times more potent than carbon dioxide. The gas here comes from coal mines, coal bed methane wells, and tens of thousands of natural gas wells. Plus, oil wells, and all of that infrastructure. Cows, landfills, and wastewater treatment plants also produce methane. To try and understand where it's all coming from, specifically, Owen Sherwood's been driving around the highways and back roads of the Four Corners. He's with the Institute of Arctic and Alpine Research at the University of Colorado Boulder. His truck's outfitted with special equipment and a long mast on top. The whole thing was engineered by the lab manager where Sherwood works.
For better or worse, he's basically lent his truck to the services of doing science. So,
while Sherwood and other federal scientists drive around, NASA's taking to the skies. Christian Frankenberg's with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He worked with Court on that methane anomaly paper. Studying methane from satellite images is one thing. Getting new data firsthand by flying through the plume is quite another.
This is exciting, something that came from space, and now we suddenly drive around with a van like our NOAA colleagues, and we will fly aircraft and have all the different levels that we can use basically to study this area here.
And New Mexicans are eager to know what's going on, too. More than 200 people squeezed into a hall at San Juan College in Farmington last Friday to hear Court, Frankenberg, and others speak. Tom Singer with the Western Environmental Law Center was there. He thinks public involvement is really important. The energy industry reports its emissions, and regulators track those inventories. But as the satellite images show, those numbers don't match what's actually out there.
The industry is providing a lot of information to these studies about where equipment is and infrastructure is, and they need watchdogs. Somebody, more than one person needs to be looking over their shoulder.
As scientists collect more data from vans and trucks and airplanes and from satellites, it'll take at least a year to analyze and review those results and then share them with policymakers and the public. For KUNM, I'm Laura Paskus.
Funding for KUNM's Drilling Deep series comes from the New Venture Fund. Find out more online at KUNM.org.